that I've asked you this question. I'll start with the four of us, and then if folks called, we'll take the calls. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Simple question. That's one of the biggest wins this organization has had in a long time.
Uh-huh.
The last big win like that was probably 2022 when they went to Philly and beat them on Monday night. The last big win that mattered was probably that Steelers game on like Monday afternoon in the COVID season when they were undefeated. But this one feels different because it's a rookie quarterback, and it's a quarterback that you're like, whoa, wait a second, maybe we got something here. And there were wins like that in the Kirk era and the Robert era, certainly. But those eras were a long time ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk's on his third team, and Robert's a television commentator. Like, those wins were a long time ago. So, B, my simple question, what was your favorite part about the win Monday night?
Watching Jaden and offense work, and they never got phased. I think when going into that week, I felt a little confident, but everyone felt like if it becomes a shootout, that, you know, would we be able to keep up? But I forgot somebody we had on the air said, if it is a shootout, that's the only way we'll beat them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we ended up having a shootout in a sense, and we ended up beating them. But just to watch a young quarterback like Jaden guiding that offense, and he never got rattled.
Totally.
Because something that could take us a long ways. So I was just stuck with that, the mindset that he exuded and his whole offense, because you could see him talking to the players, and everybody was following his lead. So that's why. That's what I like.
I tend to agree with you, B. And specific to the shootout stuff, there's an old saying, the offense good enough to keep them in every week, and the defense good enough to keep the other guys in it every week.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's what they used to say about Sonny's teams in the late 60s and early 70s. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you sure as hell hope that's not the track that this thing is on, but at least in Cincinnati it was. Let's hit a phone line. Dan is in Fairfax. What'd you love about the win Monday night?
Hey, guys. It's great to talk to you again. I love the fact that Terry McLaurin proved all the naysayers wrong. He had probably maybe one of his best games ever. That last catch for a touchdown was amazing. And I'm just really happy for him because a lot of people were writing him off. But I think we know Jaden Daniels is a beast. We're tied for first in the NFC East. Terry McLaurin had the best game of his career. He is awesome. So let's be clear. I understand that it's a long season, but we'll be in the hunt, and this is the reason. Good ownership, great coaches, and players. So hail to the Commanders, left hand in the air.
Great call, Dan. Thank you, buddy. I love the poems and the songs. My man's got passion, and I love it. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Landini, what was your favorite part of that win?
That would be the Trent Scott touchdown. I love
Manfield Chan for the big dude.
Yeah, I love big man touchdowns when they happen, and it never happens to our team, and it finally did. It was awesome.
I haven't got to tell the story yet. I'm in the Cincinnati airport for seemingly the whole afternoon, and I'm waiting for a grilled cheese from this place called Frisch's. It's like a Cincinnati chain. It's pretty good grilled cheese, Landfill. And there's a dude I notice wearing a Trent Scott jersey. 73 Commanders, and he's a bigger fella, and I look at this dude, and immediately I'm like, that's got to be, it's got to be a Trent Scott relative in some capacity, uh-huh. You know? And I went over and introduced myself to him. Really, really nice man from Huntsville, Alabama, I believe he said. He said it was a once-in-a-lifetime thing to get to see his son do that, you know, 7 years in the NFL, and then to have an opportunity like that. That really was cool, Landfill. And I love it for Jaden. I love it for Cliff calling that. I love it for Trent Scott, obviously. But, B, you were in there. When a big guy gets a touchdown, it's kind of like all of them got a touchdown. Yeah. Like, they were all kind of celebrating it.
Yep. Because, I mean, you work on it. Like, I heard John talking to the Junks. John said he never saw him work on it in practice. Because, you know, they split up defense, offense a lot of times. So it's a good thing when they probably saw that, they're like, oh, man, if you ask anybody else, they won't get involved. They'll want to get involved now.
Right. Totally.
But getting a big guy that type of opportunity, You don't have to ask him to work hard no more. He ready to go now.
Oh, totally. People are going to be – the O-lineman is all fired up about that one. And, dude, I like it just from a – to Lanfield's point, like none of that cool stuff ever happens here. And that was cool and fun.
Now we just tried to do the swinging gate two times in a row.
Our guy Bones is calling from Southeast. Bones, what was your favorite part of that win the other night?
You up, Bones?
Hey, what's up, B-Mick? Shout out to my main man, J.P. Finley, and the whole 106.7 fan crew. What I like about the game was the innovation, man, of the offense, man, how – you know, Cliff Kingsbury and the rest of the coaching staff got that out offense, man, to generate, man, and put them points on the board, man. You understand? And scored on all they drives. I like about the offensive line, especially the tackles, you know. There were no holding penalties on that offensive line, man. Not one. You know, and I like the fact, man, that Tress Wade had two games off, you know what I mean? He's been on vacation for two games, you know. And, man, I like the fact how Jaden Daniels, man, took leadership control, you understand, in the huddle and getting the players in position and stuff. And it didn't look like there was near panic mode in his bone. Man, look, the defense, B-Miss, you remember back in the day when we had that bend but don't break defense? That's what we got right now, a bend but don't break defense. I believe as the season goes on, the defense is going to get better. I love you guys. Thanks for taking my call and allowing me to speak.
Peace. All right, bro. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Bones.
You know, I hear that bend but don't break type thing, but, you know, if you keep bending something, I don't care what it is, it ends up breaking. Yep. So we need to just get better and stop bending.
Can I just ask a quick question?
Yep.
This is a quick question.
All right.
They gave up 430 yards of offense and 33 points. Is that bending and not breaking? That's just breaking.
It's bending. It's not breaking because you scored 38.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, they got the win, and that's great, but let's not try to give it a name.
What if you don't score 38?
Right. Right. Exactly. That's kind of my point. You gave up 436 and 33. I don't know the name. To almost quote the wolf from Pulp Fiction, let's not start bleeping bleep bleep already. I do love our guy Bones. I want to credit him here, Brian. Mm-hmm. In life, in the NFL, in sports, dating, whatever, you got to be ready when your number's called, right? Mm-hmm. And you got to be able to turn it on quick. Our guy Bones, we went to him. He had no idea he was on the radio. It seemed like he was like talking to somebody else. And then you told him, Bones, you're up, and bang. He was ready to rock.
And he rocked out a lot of stuff, too.
It was a good call.
Bones my dude, man.
We just had to step
Bones.
Back
I've
in.
I've seen Bones before.
Mama Stu is on the line. Mama, what was your favorite part of that win the other night?
Fellas. Oh, my God. Listen, I was so pumped after the game. I couldn't sleep. I was hurting at work the next day. Oh, my goodness. What I love was the play calling and them being aggressive. Like, they was like, look, we're not leaving out of here without a win. And I loved it for Terry. Oh, my God, all these people talking about trading him. He ain't got. I'm like, they tripping.
Jeff.
I absolutely love that. As far as the defense, man, listen, they need some time and they need some – I just think they need some more time. I don't know how much better it's going to get. But my outlook on this season is, do we have our quarterback and are we competitive? And we surely are competitive. So that's what was my take, guys. I loved it. Let's go.
All right.
Y'all have a good show.
When you see Jeff smack him because he was talking about trading Terry.
Yeah, that was only right. Last week. Thank you, Mama.
Let's dead this right here.
No, Jeff. We got to go to break. Landfill's going to flip out. You can try to defend yourself.
No, go to break. Jeff,
go to break. When we return.
We'll be back.